Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with the catch-up.
In today's edition, our movie man Justin Hamilton pops in to review Kong Skull Island and told us whether it's crap or not.
In keeping with the Kong Skull Island theme, we asked Perth your all-time favourite disaster movies.
If it's crap, the monkey will throw crap at himself. And Dan the Internet told us about a new app to help combat social anxiety. And then Pete and Dan went full geek about Nintendo Switch with a new app parents or Pete's wife maybe can use to switch off the Switch when they think the kids or Pete has had too much.
And she does.
Lisa and Pete are allowed to use the coffee machine at work if they behave themselves. Autobahn are authorised to perform logbook services. Find your nearest at autobahn.net.au. Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton, talking movies.
Hi, Justin. What have you been watching on the big screen?
Well, this is definitely a big movie this week. And I'm just like, and we've talked about this before, but I am fascinated by the universes that movies are into. Like, you know, what Marvel began in 2008 with Iron Man has been copied with varying degrees of success. You know, Star Wars is now doing the Star Wars universe kind of thing. You know, whatever DC is trying to do, they're trying to get theirs up. There's a universal monster movie universe coming up. That's the Tom Cruise remake of The Mummy. That's the start of that.
What?
Yeah, did you not know that?
No.
He's remaking The Mummy. Actually, yeah. I remember you saying ages ago in a Shore Report he was looking at it, but
oh,
yeah.
I managed to cut it from my mind as soon as I said it.
Look, we're dealing with another universe today, and it's big. It's really big. It's a new monkey movie. It is Kong Skull Island. So this is set in 19...
Sorry, mate, but you didn't get to see what I just saw.
No, but I think I heard something. Was that a defibrillator or were you...
I was beating my chest like the great monkey.
You know what? I wasn't sure if you were beating your chest or the cord in my headphones was clicking. And I...
All right. Well, a universe. So what universe is this a part of then?
Well, it started with the last Godzilla movie. So that's the first one. And then this new movie is set in 1973, just as America is pulling out of the Vietnam War. And we find Task Force leader Bill Rander, who's played by John Goodman, persuading the Nixon administration to fund a secret expedition to Skull Island before
that
the Russians get there.
No,
not at all. Goodman takes trigger-happy Lieutenant Colonel Packard, Samuel L. Jackson, former special... He turns up everywhere, doesn't he?
Everywhere except Canada.
Yeah, that's it. Former Special Forces Hunter James Conrad, who's Tom Hiddleston, and war photojournalist Mason Weaver, who's Brie Larson, bringing a bit of cred there. Mm. But none of them are prepared for what they find on the island, which is, you guessed it, a massive ape. Have a listen to this.
This planet doesn't belong to us.
What you're looking at is a monster from some bygone era.
Well, I'm gonna surprise you here. Yeah. I really enjoyed this. This was heaps of fun. And it's like, from the moment John Goodman appeared saying, mark my words, there'll never be a more screwed up time in Washington, I was in. Like, it's ridiculous, but it knows that it's ridiculous. It owns that it's ridiculous.
As long as it does.
This movie is set on Kong's home ground, and that means if you came to see giant things beating up on each other, you're in for a ride. Oh. All the excellent is acting. John Goodman, like, how good is John Goodman?
Oh, I love John Goodman.
Oh, so
I love him.
Yeah, and he's versatile, and he's reliable, and he's done it for decades. Mm-hmm. Every time he turns up, he's fantastic. You'll find this hard to believe. Samuel L. Jackson, pretty good at doing Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
So, you know, Brie Larson is great. Good to see her in a big blockbuster, and she's going to be the star of the first female-led Marvel superhero movie. So seeing her in a big screen blockbuster, flexing her blockbuster chops, she was great. Hiddleston is Hiddleston, and if you're a fan, you'll be rapt to see him ripped and sweating on the big screen. The standout, though, for me was John C. Reilly, who is hilarious.
Isn't he always, though?
He's brilliant.
Oh, Yeah. He plays a Robinson Crusoe type, stranded on the island since World War II. He gets the best lines. He delivers them perfectly. So this is set in the same universe as the last Godzilla movie, and the two of them are going to meet up in a 2020 movie, which I hope will be as much fun as this. So look, I'm giving Kong Skull Island 3.5. We're going to need a bigger banana out of 5.
Your favourite disaster movies. We've got Rudy and Ellenbrook. What do you got for us?
I was thinking, you know, I watched it years ago. It's called the movie Alive.
Well, with the soccer players, the Chile. Yes.
Yeah, they got crashed in the mountains with the snow and everything, and they had to, you know, everybody knows, I think.
Well, they got hungry, didn't they? You know, an old
lard ass was looking. Each other?
Yeah, they did. And this is a true story, and it's an amazing book as well as movie. And Rudy, I thought it was the most kind of, when I saw the plane crash that they depicted in it, it seemed like, yeah, that's probably how it would go down. It was very disturbing.
Exactly, especially being remote like they were.
Oh, yeah, great, amazing story. Yeah. Thanks, Rudy.
Thanks, Rudy. We got Kylie in Bullsbrook. What's your favourite disaster movie?
Starship Troopers.
Oh. Starship Troopers.
Yes, what's, well done. This is brilliant.
What is, I don't
giant,
know.
Giant bugs with brains who shoot fiery plasma on Earth and kill everyone. It's got Barney Stinson in it before it is Barney Stinson.
Yeah.
Denise Richards, Casper Van Dien.
Denise Richards. Oh, well, there's some quality actually there.
And the favourite, the best line has to be, if you think you're psychic, maybe you are.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's a ripper movie, but it's one there, like most of these, you just sit there and just have a good laugh at. Because
the
blood and the gore and the way some of these guys get killed is, it's hilarious, let's be honest.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Shane in Stratton, your favourite disaster movie?
Oh, mate, how can you talk about disaster movies and not mention Sharknado?
Yeah. Oh, do we mean disaster in the sense of what a disaster or a disaster that sharks are falling from the sky?
You got to admit, the acting's brilliant. How can you
Shane,
say lines
I've
that
watched
cheesy?
Them both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Iron nah, Ziering, Saving the World.
Nah, come on, there's four of them.
Four? Oh my god,
yeah,
I'm having a marathon this weekend.
Who's the chick that's out of American Pie and this is all she's
Tara
done?
Tara Reid.
That's it, Tara Reid.
Oh, she's got drunk a lot as
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, brilliant acting. Because how can you say lines that cheesy
bad.
With a straight face?
Yeah,
with
mate.
A straight face. Come
well,
on.
Well, a shark
brilliant.
Is coming at you from behind. Look out!
Oh, look, when you got Iron Ziering,
Iron Ziering. Ian.
Ian? Ian?
No, he calls himself Iron.
There you go.
Yeah.
Holding, like, staring a shark. Down the barrel as it flies towards him and he sticks up his chainsaw and cuts it in half.
Cuts it open to release the girl the shark had just eaten. It was like that scene in Jaws where they pop it and out the boy comes. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Yo.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Welcome back as well.
Yes,
just,
I've been,
on holiday.
Been in Bali on literally the worst holiday of all time.
Someone has three kids and one got sick.
And then, I've got, you know, as I'm sure I told you guys, I've got this fear about Bali. It's only my second time there because I was that guy who thought I'd always get sick. And I went last year for the first time because the price was so great and didn't get sick, thought this is fantastic. So I went back and it wasn't Bali's fault. It was my daughter who took a gastro bug with her and we all went down like the proverbial house of cards.
All right, mate. App chat.
App chat.
What do you got for us?
Well, the first one actually, this is sort of a bit close to my heart because I've got members of my family have sort of suffered from this social anxiety. There's an app now called Steps, which actually helps you defeat or try and combat your social anxieties if you've got them by setting little goals for you to complete that you can then tick off. So for example, the example they've given is you have a fear of going to new places. So they'll just set you a little goal to go and visit somewhere new this particular day.
Yeah.
And if you do it, you
Baby
tick
steps.
It off. I think it's great if you do suffer from that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't particularly like going to new places and meeting new people.
I don't like big crowds. Bit agoraphobic. And I got it from my grandmother.
So there's a section of that for this where you can actually just set a little goal, form that sense of achievement, and hopefully, maybe not overcome it, but certainly learn ways to combat it, which I think is pretty cool. So I've got that link up on your homepage at the mix.com.au website. The other one, and this is for Pete mainly, but Lisa, I don't know if you're aware. Nintendo released a new game system.
I'm so aware.
Called the Switch.
I've seen it. I've held it.
Pete, being an early adopter that he is, he bought it on day one. That's Lisa, how Lisa
held it. He didn't bring it in until the 3 days later, though.
Yeah.
But I don't take it out of the packaging.
I don't know if you know this, Pete.
What?
But Nintendo have actually released an app to go with the Switch.
Yeah.
Called Parental Control.
This
and kids.
Which suggests it's a kids' game, Pete.
I can hear kids all over Perth going, "What is that guy saying? Shut up!" But apparently, the app actually allows you to turn to control access to the Switch.
So I've already looked into this, just to omit any possibility of it happening at my house, right? But you can literally, like, from your phone, set it so you can go, "No, you've been on it for too long. Switch it off." Like you can
mid game
and everything, right? So like, this is the power that my wife has. Because I kid you not, she's downloaded the app. It's on there and she's connected it to the Switch.
Yeah.
Right. And she says to me, "I will cut you off midway."
No. That is hilarious.
Or if Mila, our baby, is crying.
I want her to film it too.
Or,
the tantrum. Like, the tantrum from Pete.
You have to, like, be within, you know, a decent distance, like, close enough to be able to make it happen, right?
So you're going to do your gaming in Albany from now on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the great thing about it. The Switch is portable, so you just play it elsewhere. You don't play
How
it
far do
home.
You have to go? Like,
you have to go a fair way.
Outside of international waters? Or...
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Actually?
My house, if I can come home, you're in the backyard playing this thing because you're just out of reach.
Hey, Lise. Liz tried to kick me off, so...
I think it's a smart move by Nintendo because it sort of shows that games are addictive, and this is a good way for Nintendo to say, well, you know, here's our Switch, here's our gaming system, but we can give you the control to turn your kids off. I'll put the link up on our...
Don't put the link up.
I'm going to put it on our Facebook page.
Do I have the power to take it off?
You actually literally can. You've ruined so many
things. I can change Wikipedia if I want.
I'm the enemy of kids all over Perth. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dan.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Dad.
Lisa and Pete join you for the drive home, but Autobarn can get you there with a free local client pickup and drop off with your Autobarn car service.